My friends, this year marks not only the 125th anniversary of the Washington State Fair, but also the 35th anniversary of the Washington State Spring Fair. Yes, we know it was called the Puyallup. We still call it the Puyallup. You can call it the Puyallup, but on paper, Washington State Fair, okay? And the Washington State Spring Fair, April 10th through 13th and 17th through 20th. You can celebrate the bright, cheery arrival of the season at Washington's biggest celebration of spring. You got two fun-filled weekends with all the fun stuff, including the animals, the rides, the entertainment, and delicious food, plus the exhibits, the agricultural experiences, you name it. And I'm very, very excited because this is the first time I get to go to the Spring Fair. I go to the Fall Fair all the time, but this is going to be my first time at the Spring Fair. Joining us now to discuss all the sights, sounds, and attractions that are going to be there this year, Stacy Van Horn, Public Relations Manager for the Washington State Fair. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just peachy. I'm excited because I love the fair. I really, really do. The city boy in me, I love this kind of stuff. So I'm very, very excited for it. What's new at the fair this year?
Well, as you mentioned, it's the 35th annual Spring Fair. You know, this just started as a little fair back in 1990 as a way to celebrate spring. So this is kind of the fair that's a little bit smaller footprint, usually takes up about 90% of our fairgrounds. And it really does say spring. Everywhere you look, we have lots of gardening things and we have baby chicks. And one of my favorites and a fan favorite here are racing pigs. And that's exactly what it sounds like. You have racing pigs that go around a track and they try to win. And the first one there gets an Oreo, although I think they all get Oreos. It's like a participation award, but that's a really fun one. We've got Doc Dogs. It is also a staple of Spring Fair, and that is where dogs test their ability and agility to run and jump into a pool, catch treats. You know, some run to the end, they get scared, they fall in, but it's all in good fun, and that's another free exhibit as well.
A goat playground? What's that?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. Yes, speaking of animal babies. So it's exactly what it sounds like. You know, you take your kids to the park, huh? Get it? Kids, goats.
Oh, I gotcha. I gotcha. Wait. Passover season. One little kid. Very good. Very good.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
So anyway, we digress. So there will be about 20 goats. All shapes and sizes that are running around. There's swings, there's tables, there's seesaws, because a lot of people may not realize that goats need that kind of activity and play. They even need a lot of space just to rest. So it's a free exhibit in one of our barns that guests can just stand there and, you know, be entertained by these goats all day long.
Is there goat yoga? My wife and her sisters did goat yoga one time. It was a lot of fun.
We had goat yoga years ago. We've been asked to bring it back. I would love to bring it back at some point. It's a lot more high maintenance than it sounds like. I did it on live TV. That was quite hilarious. We do love goat yoga, but that is not here this year. We're starting with the goat playground.
Gotcha. What is, though, is fair meal deals backed by popular demand. You have $10 value meals on weekdays from select vendors. That includes entrees, side, drink, and so much savings because of that. But also you have the collection. What is the collection? This sounds new to me.
Oh, we are so excited about the collection. So the collection was an idea birthed by the Washington State Fair Foundation. They give thousands of dollars in scholarships every year. People may not realize that we are actually a nonprofit, and we have this great foundation. And so they came up with the idea for the 125th to create this boutique. All proceeds will go to their cause. It is vintage items. You can even get framed lyrics of the Do the Puyallup song there. You can get really neat coffee mugs and shirts and all kinds of things that say Do the Puyallup. I think that people are really going to like it. We, as a staff, are already threatening to buy the whole thing out. So
that sounds awesome, and I have a friend I have to tell about this, or maybe while I'm there, I'll pick something up for them.
Absolutely. It's right inside the Gold Gate.
Awesome. Now, I just want to remind everybody that you can join KVI for the Spring Fair Military Appreciation Day, which is this Friday, April 11th. That's free admission for eligible military personnel. Gate admission is free for all active, reserve, and retired military and National Guard and their dependents, plus disabled veterans, when each shows valid military ID at any fair gate on Friday, April 11th. You get to hang out with the KVI crew, including the guys from our new morning show. That's right, The Morning Ride with Phil Vandervoort, as well as me and Mike. Also, listen to 545 during the Good News giveaway for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Motorsport Mayhem Monster Truck Insanity Next Level Tour at the Washington State Fair on April 19th, my friends. It's an adrenaline-fueled weekend. Stacey Van Horn, Public Relations Manager for the Washington State Fair, thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and I'm glad you're finally going to make your way down here to the Spring Fair. It's only taking you 35 years.
Exactly. Well, I only lived here for 20, so give me a little credit. But make sure you get your tickets so you can come see me at the Spring Fair at thefair.com. That's thefair.com. Stacey, you have a good one. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.